This podcast contains graphic descriptions that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. Now, with that being said, welcome to the Mortal Musings podcast.
Right, let's do this.
Right, so in our last episode, our oddity was songs that were inspired by true stories.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, when I started digging into a bit more, I thought we could do a mini on it.
Okay.
So today we are looking at Brenda's Got a Baby by Tupac. I hear Brenda's got a baby, but Brenda's barely got a brain. A damn shame, the girl can hardly spell a name. One of, if not Neil's favourite artist, yep. Would you say?
He's always been my favourite artist.
But now you're about it with the country music.
Luke Combs, like, it's going to take some beating. He's an amazing artist.
Well, not only because I end up digging into the story a bit more, but because I know he's one of, if not, your favourite artist. But I guess I'll just go fuck myself now. I don't know if Luke Combs has wrote anything.
I actually knew, but this is a real story, but I didn't know
the extent.
Yeah, I don't know how true it is, because I know in some of his lyrics he says things like the age and stuff, and it's like, that's very young.
Yeah, so Tupac did embellish a bit with it, but essentially at its core, yeah.
Yeah.
So Tupac wrote Brenda's Got a Baby after reading an article about a 12-year-old girl who's being sexually abused and became pregnant as a result. On the 27th of March 1991, a young girl gave birth to her baby alone. She then wrapped the baby up in a shopping bag, carried the baby to a trash chute, and disposed of the newborn. And I'm sorry, there's really no way to say that, but that's essentially what she did. After she had done this, she then just went to school, walked to school with a friend.
Fucking hell.
Mm. And it is, you know, it is bad, but not only was she just 12 years old, obviously fucking terrified, but she was also intellectually disabled.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. At 8 a.m. that morning, a maintenance man was just starting his day, and one of the first jobs he had to do was turn on the compactor. He hears a noise, he stops the machine, he looks inside, and he sees a baby's toes sticking out from underneath a newspaper, the umbilical cord still attached and covered in dry blood. So obviously his first thought immediately is, this baby's dead. Like,
yeah.
What else are you going to think? But he reaches out and he touches the baby's stomach, and the baby's legs move. They rush the baby to the hospital, and although a very traumatic start to his life, they're able to treat him for hypothermia and he seemed to be okay. Now, if we jump back a few years, this poor girl had already been through some serious shit in her life.
Yeah.
On the 20th of October 1982, four of her family members died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Her mother, her great aunt, and her two younger brothers, aged 2 and 10 months. She was the only survivor. Why do a lot of our stories seem to come back to carbon monoxide poisoning? Have you noticed that? There's a lot of them.
It's a silent killer.
No, it's just because you brought it back around to like, no, but the seriousness of it. The cause of the carbon monoxide poisoning was the oven. They had turned it on and left the door open in an effort to try and heat their apartment. And unfortunately, the pilot light went out and all of the windows were closed because they were trying to keep the heat in.
That's the sort of thing you'd do. No, guys, she actually does. She won't put the heating on if she knows she's going to be cooking dinner.
But, oh yeah.
She's like, the cooker will heat up the whole house.
No, but like, yeah, once I'm done with it, you leave the door open and let the heat into the room.
Yeah, and then it works.
I'm not like you rich folk.
It works while you're in the kitchen. And then when you go into bed later, freezing your fucking tits off.
No, but I'm not rich. I'm not rich like you. I didn't have the privileged upbringing you had to have the fucking heating on.
A combi boiler. Like.
But in all seriousness, it is fucking devastating. This was just a family trying to keep warm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. And the way you look at me and talk about me as if I'm a knuckle dragger, I'm surprised you don't ask me to start rubbing sticks together or banging rocks together.
So police arrive after a neighbour reported the smell of gas as well as the sound of a small child crying. When they arrived at the apartment, she didn't actually know how to unlock the door, so police had to instruct her how to do so, and yeah, she survived. But she was just 4 years old when this happened. That's her family
fucking
gone.
Hell.
Yeah. So after the death of her mother, she was sent to live with one of her other great aunties and her six children. Others in the area describe the family as strange as well as social pariahs. And in this house is where the abuse started. The person who would go on to father her child was her 21-year-old cousin, Clarence Perry, also known as Turtle. Do you want to make a joke about the name or not? Because there's not a lot of opportunities for joke where you can there.
Okay. What was he like? Slow moving? Did he look old? Did he lose a lot of races?
Brilliant, Neil. He would later say that he could not explain what had happened between him and his cousin, and that it was not like when he had previously had sex with his girlfriends, and that he had only had, quote, family feelings for his cousin. So what? Why the fuck did this happen? Why did you do this?
Yeah.
It doesn't even make any fucking sense. The girl's auntie didn't even know that she was pregnant. It's thought that because her auntie worked the graveyard shift, that there was, you know, kind of pockets of time where he was able to abuse her.
Yeah.
And kind of get away with it. The building manager would tell police who he suspected the baby belonged to. And he suspected the correct family. Now, this family, there was rumours of incest in their family, so...
But they wouldn't really suspect her because she was only 12.
No, but they immediately went to that family. That's the family in this building that...
Yeah.
The day after the young girl had given birth, Clarence was found on the roof of the apartment building and he was threatening to jump. Police were called and Clarence was able to be arrested, but he was put under suicide watch. When officers talked to the girl, she initially denied having given birth. She would later admit that the baby was in fact hers. Clarence was arrested and charged with second-degree rape, first-degree sexual abuse, and charges of endangering the welfare of a child, and bail was set at $15,000. The girl faced no charges in exchange for her cooperation. Clarence pleaded guilty to secondary statutory rape and received 6 months in prison and 5 years probation.
That's it?
Yeah. But the reason why his sentence was so light was to save the girl from having to testify.
See, I don't like their wording of basically she got off because of a cooperation. She's a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, it's very odd. Like, I understand what she did was wrong, but can you imagine being 12 and giving birth?
She'd have been petrified.
And exactly.
She's give fucking birth on her own.
Yeah. It's a horrible situation.
I don't agree with that at all.
But yeah, that's the true story behind Tupac's Brenda's Got a Baby. And like we said earlier, he embellished a bit, but I think the point still stands and it's a horrific story to tell.
Yeah. I think I remember lyrics. It's something to do with her reading and writing or something. But yeah, fucking hell. 12 years old.
Mm. And so, from a family member as well, it's, you know.
And I take it as she's got older, no one knows of her or...
What I was reading, her name wasn't used, but even if I knew her name, I wouldn't use it because she was a 12-year-old girl. You know, that kind of way. And I hope it's not known so she could have gone on and lived her life.
Yeah. Poor sod.
Again, horrible story, but important to know that these things do happen in the world.
Yeah. No, like I said, I knew, but it was a true story, but I didn't know how much of it was true.
Yeah. Probably hard if you'd listen to that song now. Sorry. Yeah. Or maybe better because
it's one of my favourites of his.
Maybe better because now you know the backstory. You appreciate that he made a point of it.
Yeah. Okay, now. Thanks for that, I guess.
Go fuck yourself for that. Thank you so much for listening. Find us on Patreon, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. If you have a case suggestion, or maybe even your own story, email us at mortalmusingspodcast@gmail.com.